who's drunk,
就是一个酒醉的在酒吧里面的人。
Having a discussion about Jesus with another man,
就跟另外一个人在讨论有关耶稣的事。
And the man who's drunk speaks the truth because he grew up in the Baptist church when he was 10 years old.
那因为这个醉酒的人，他十岁的时候等等等，他是在一个浸信会的背景里面长大的。
And he knew the truth and he spoke it.
那因为他知道真理，所以他当在酒醉的状况，他还是把真理讲出来。
And the other man gets saved because he heard the truth.
那另外一个人因为听到这个人讲，他就得救了。
I have several stories of friends of mine that were led to the Lord by somebody in a bar who was intoxicated.
我有好几个朋友，就是被这些似乎是酒精中毒的人，在这种情况之下带领他们信主了。
I mean, people when they get drunk, they become pastoral.
就是这些醉酒的人，好像开始就在醉酒光景当中，好像特别有那个牧养的。
You know what you need? You need God.
他会说：“你知道你需要什么吗？你需要的就是神。”
God will forgive you if you'll repent.
他说：“如果你悔改，神就会就是原谅你。”
And sometimes the guy repents.
那有时候他说话的对象就真的悔改。
Because the Holy Spirit honors the Word of God.
因为圣灵呢，他尊重神的话。
And the Holy Spirit wants that unbeliever to get saved.
那圣灵也渴望那个不信主人能够得救。
So it's not true to say we have to abide in Christ in order to lead someone to the Lord.
所以如果我们说我们必须先住在主里面，我们才有办法带领人信主，这句话本身并不正确。
I have seen many evangelists who are living in sin preach, and many people get saved.
我看到许多传福音的人，他们其实还是活在罪中，却能够带领许多人信主。
But however, it is also true to say if we abide in the Lord, we will be more fruitful. That is a very important point.
但是有个更重要的重点就是，如果我们是在活在基督里，我们当然能够结更多的果子。
But the fruitfulness he's talking about, specifically,
但这边讲这个多结果子，它主要的意思
is the fruitfulness of a vibrant heart that's been touched by supernatural power.
就是我们里面这个灵被神超自然的能力这样触碰到。
Galatians 5:22,
就是加拉太书五章二十二节。
The fruit of the Spirit is love.
就是圣灵的果子就是爱。
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience.
爱喜乐和平忍耐等等。
Love and joy and patience are supernatural.
就是爱和平跟忍耐，这是个超自然的。
They are not the byproduct of somebody who has social protocol.
就他这边不是说是就是有一些人他有一些社会的一些措施，就是有关社会福利措施而产生的一些副作用。
Some people have been trained to be polite in society with social protocol, and they appear as though they're loving.
那就是很多人因为他有受过这样的一个教导，他的行为举止看起来似乎是好像很有爱心的。
When the truth is, they're polite.